This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
The Paris Climate Agreement pledges to limit global temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius.
But really nobody, and certainly not the United States, has really laid out the plan to get there.
Drew Schindel, a climate scientist at Duke University.
So we wanted to model what would be the effects of actually putting into place policies that would get us to a level that we pledged to reach.
Schindel and his colleagues forecast that to stay within 2 degrees C, we'd have to electrify nearly every car in the nation. And we'd have to get more than half our power from renewables. And if we do all that, in addition to keeping warming in check, the researchers estimate that we'd avoid nearly 300,000 premature deaths due to air pollution in the U.S. by 2030. And they say the health-related financial benefits of that clean energy conversion, amounting to $250 billion over the next 15 years, would likely outweigh the costs of implementing all that new technology. The analysis appears in the journal Nature Climate Change. Big caveat, a lot of politicians these days don't think on 15-year timescales. They're looking only as far as the next election.
Right, but you start putting in these policies and, you know, you see the benefits for public health the same year the policies start to go into place. There's no lag time. Air quality is something that, unlike climate, doesn't take decades. Air quality is responding to what came out of a coal plant or a vehicle tailpipe last week, not last year.
Meaning cutting carbon pollution might have real impacts on the nation's health and wealth almost immediately for us. And not just for our children's children.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.